Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I love to travel, but it just seems like that the travel fees are up in about everything you do. I rented a car out in Portland, Oregon to go out and visit my daughter last week, and we broadcasted from out in Portland. And the rental car cost me about $300, but one-third of that was the fees piled on. Then you go into the hotel, and you got to pay for the Wi-Fi and so many services. And the airline just gig you in about everything you do, from your luggage to your food to the quality of the seats to the upgrade. I mean, just on and on. And it becomes much more expensive. How do you save money? How do you beat some of these charges and make it more affordable for you to travel? I want to talk about that right now. Ultra-economical travel expert Russell Hannon is joining me. This is what he specializes in. His website's on my website at jimbrownusa.com. It's breakthetravelbarrier.com. Again, find it on my website. We want to try to talk a little bit about some of these tips as we get into the final months of summer when so many of us are traveling so much. Hey, Russell, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you for having me.
And this is a big problem. I have traveled. I'm an old guy, and I've been around a lot, and I've traveled all over the world. But you can just see, not just in one area, but the creeping fees that come across you in travel at every single level, in transportation, rental cars, airplanes, hotels, Uber, and all these fees get tacked on and tacked on. I want to see if you can give our listeners a few travel tips, if you can, Russell, to kind of put it in perspective here in the minutes we have, okay?
Well, you know what, Jim, I feel your pain. It's getting harder and harder to know the true cost of the trip until you actually get home and look at your credit card bill. Couldn't agree more.
Well, let's talk about a few items. What's the most expensive mistakes travelers make when they're planning a trip or going on a trip?
Well, you know, ironically, it's actually the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's where and when we decide to go, meaning we want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time, weekends, holidays, peak season, et cetera. People often come to me and they say, Russ, I want to go to this exact place. I want to go to Miami on this weekend, or I've already decided to go. How can I save money? And I say, sure, there's things I can do to help, but we could do so much more if you really opened up your options. So really the first thing is, of all the places you want to go to, for your next trip, look at the one that's least expensive to visit at that point in time and prioritize that. And then you're also buying yourself time to visit those more expensive destinations at a fraction of what it would cost you to go today at a future date.
That's a good tip. And by the way, I've tried all these various sites. I don't know, you probably got some you might recommend, but I know Google Flights, you just put in Google Flights in your web browser. That comes up and compares. I put in the dates I want to go, but you can look either way 3 or 4 days and see if the flight is cheaper on those days or more expensive and maybe adjust your travel. I'm going to New York in a couple of weeks to see some grandkids, and I normally would probably leave on Friday, but by leaving on Thursday, Google Flights told me that I'd save $150 going up there to New York from New Orleans by traveling one day earlier. There's less travel time, especially at the end of the summer and on a Friday. So you can kind of make those comparisons, like you say, and find some better deals, can't you?
Well, you know what? There's two variables, time and money. We can spend lots of time. We can turn into a full-time job literally looking for the best price. Or we can actually try to save time and pay a little bit more. What I like about Google Flights is it shows you a map of North America, of the world. You put where you're departing from, and it shows you real quick with these little pins the price of where you want to go. So that helps you save time very quickly. Google owns another website, actually. They had bought a Matrix ITASoftware.com, which is one of my favorite four websites for best prices. That's matrix.itasoftware.com.
All right, let me tell you, it's M-A-M-A-T-R-I-X?
Yes, like The Matrix, yeah, Matrix.
And give me the whole site, and I'm writing it because I'm going to put it on my website, matrix.ita.com.
ITASoftware.com.
Okay, good.
Great website. And what I like to do when you go to these websites is there's a few airlines that will offer a best price guarantee, where not only will they match a lower fare, for example, if you found a better fare on one of the websites we just mentioned, and you go to Delta's website and you see that their fare is higher, not only will they match it, they'll give you an additional credit of $100 if you switch over to them that you can use on a future flight. So that's something I say is you can actually beat the best online fare by getting a price match, then an additional credit for $100 for a future flight. Now, there's four airlines that offer these $100 credits on top of a best price match. They are Delta, United, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. So in order to qualify for that, I recommend if you do find a lower fare to take a screenshot of it, call their customer service, and as long as they can replicate it, they will honor the guarantee. So that's why it's important to submit your claim very quickly.
In other words, if I find a lower fare on Expedia, then Delta will match that lower fare. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct. If it is fare on a Delta airline, yes.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you told me that, because I fly a good bit, and I fly Delta and JetBlue a good bit, because it's nonstop out of New Orleans to New York or to the West Coast where I happen to fly, and so I'm sure going to hold their feet to the fire along that line. So now you mentioned MatrixITASoftware.com. Any other good websites you can mention that people should write down to do some checking for either airplanes, hotels, that kind of thing?
I always say just to run your search through three websites. My favorite that I personally go to, and it's in my top three, hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C. Hipmunk.com has shown me that it's consistently in the top tier, knowing that there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time. That one is always near the very top and does occasionally have a better fare, beating my second and third favorite ones by about $5 to $10. So I always recommend that as being the first one to go to, hipmunk.com.
Well, how can hipmunk.com come up with a better fare, say, on Delta than some of these other sites? What is their secret? How can they do it?
Well, you know what? Good question. With Hipmunk and some other websites that seem to have better fares more often than others, is they spend less on advertising in some cases, not always as a rule of thumb, and then others, the partnerships and the terms and conditions that they have with hotels and airlines. Now, with Hipmunk, it does have the searches for the airlines and for hotels, and there's a few variables in there that I really like. Something that's phenomenal with Hipmunk for hotels, for example, when you search for a hotel, it'll automatically include Airbnb in that bucket of your search. So you'll be comparing prices of hotels to Airbnb in your search results. And I found on occasion that the Airbnb listing on Hipmunk was lower than Airbnb itself, which really surprised me. And then I actually went back to Airbnb, and then after I found the lower fare in on Hipmunk, and went back to Airbnb, it actually drops to match it. And so that's telling me that websites are reading your history, what you're searching for, how often you're searching for it, and they can make adjustments accordingly. If, for example, if you're logged in with your account, they can see your history and see certain trends. There are cases, I've got a friend who was looking for a trip to Munich, and did a few searches, never booked anything, and then he got an email with this phenomenal deal that got him to move on it. And certainly there's a lot of visibility in the analytics that companies have, seeing your search history, and they can make adjustments accordingly.
What's the craziest thing you've done to save money while traveling, Russell?
I wouldn't do this today, but a few years ago, I went to a bachelor party in Las Vegas. I was the guy organizing it, so I went a day before all the others. And so I didn't want to pay for a hotel. We were a nice, big, fancy hotel. I didn't want to pay for a room all by myself that first night before the others got there. So anyway, I got there late, and I checked in my luggage with the concierge, and it's always free to do that, so you hand in your luggage. And I met up with some people that I had met on the plane, so we went out late that night, and I went and had an early breakfast. And then I knew that they had a spa that opened at 6 a.m. with a massive spa room in there. So I just paid a day pass and got a nice big plush robe and some flip-flops and slept there for 7 hours. And then
stay there in the spa until your room came up. Pretty cool. Hey, got to take a little break. Stay with me, Russell. Got to take a break. We're talking to Russell Harmon, ultra-economical travel expert, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. Got some great tips. I'm making notes. I hope you are, too. We'll come back and talk to Russell about more ideas of saving you money when you travel, and do that after I freshen up my coffee right here on the Common Sense Show.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we we all love to travel. We're finding to try to give you some tricks to save money, make it easier on you, particularly in August as the vacation time runs down. We're traveling more and more. Russell Hannon is my guest. He's the ultra-economical travel expert. His website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. I'm asking a number of questions here. Russell, let me ask you this. Let's talk about hotels now. We haven't talked about hotels, but you go into the hotel. We all want to use the Internet. I take my laptop wherever I go. How do you get around hotel Internet charges? Any tips to do that?
Well, you know what? Until the day everyone does this, here, so something that's very simple is when you're in hotels, a lot of Internet charges are almost a bit exploitive, $10, $15, $20 a day. Ironically, it's usually the five-star hotels that charge more than the lower-star hotels, so I can't quite figure that out. You're paying more for a room, but until everybody starts actually saying that you know what, I was trying to do some work, it was really important, that my connection wasn't good, it was breaking in and out, quite often they will waive the fee until the day that everyone starts doing this. But you know, I have a rule of thumb for hotels. Actually, I'm in a hotel right now, and what I do is my rule of thumb is to stay in hotels that have a combination of continental breakfast that's included and free Wi-Fi. So those are usually the three-star hotels, the Holiday Inns, the Best Westerns, Best Western Plus, for example. Holiday Inn Express is another one of the specific brands. So by sticking with those chains that offer the continental breakfast and the free Wi-Fi, you're knocking off a lot of those incidental charges right off the bat.
No doubt about it. You go to a hotel and bring the breakfast up to your room, have a breakfast delivered and put on the Wi-Fi, you could be talking about $40-$50 more a day to deal with something like that. So I agree with you. So, but I got so many questions to ask you. Let's jump back to airfares. Why don't posted airlines or airfares include everything in the posted fare? They give you a price, but then they build in all the other stuff. And why don't posted airfares include everything?
Well, you know what? That's because airlines know that we decide whether or not we can afford a trip based on the posted rate. And that's why it's getting harder and harder to really know the true cost of a trip. And then we get home and we're shocked when we look at our credit card bill. And we don't really have to lay it out that way. We see what's happening. And that's why this trend with discretionary surcharges, where basically now we're getting nickel and dimed for the checked bag fee, for just about anything that you want to get. And you know, unfortunately, I see this continuing to deteriorate until government gets involved and sets some minimum standards and also imposes transparency on those posted rates.
Okay, those are good tips. Now, let me ask you this. Finding travel deals is just a lot of work. So simplify it for me. I want to save money. I want to save time. What do you suggest when I'm searching for my travel deal? Like I want to take a vacation out west. Give me a good beginning point that saves me some time and money.
But you know, it doesn't really have to be a lot of work. Just to quickly and easily find the best and least expensive deals for you, something I do is I sign up to a number of newsletters, and every week I get a lot of the best travel deals just delivered straight to my inbox, and then I can just cherry pick from them. So what I recommend, if you've got a longer term horizon, is just to keep abreast of all the best travel deals out there. And one of the best websites that has a newsletter that impresses me every week with killer deals is Sherman'sTravel.com. They go through thousands of online deals every week, and on Wednesday they send out their top 25 travel deals list. So the one for this week, the week of August 12th to the 18th, there's a $699 trip based out of six cities to Ireland. This includes air, hotel, and car for six nights. Just on deal. So that's on their website now, and it's sitting in my inbox.
Now tell me their website, though. Let me read so folks can write that. Is Sherman's, is it apostrophe S, or how's the site listed? Spell Sherman's.
Sherman's Travel, no apostrophes, no dots. Sherman'sTravel.com. That's Sherman's.
Travel.com. Good, we got that. Okay there. Hey, Russell, you still with us?
Yes, still here.
Okay, good. So I'm putting Sherman'sTravel.com, and I see those deals. That's unbelievable to go to Ireland, wherever you have to live. And I'm sure if you're not in one of those six cities, you can pay a little bit more and still make the trip. So those are sure worth checking out. So now, as far as you got any rental car suggestions at all when you rent cars, just shopping around for the best deal, any particular car rental car suggestions?
Well, you know, I was listening to some of the challenges you had, and I run into that quite a bit. I get lots of emails with deals promising $5 car rentals a day and such. And when I dig into it, it just really doesn't live up to all the hype and the promise. So really, my rule of thumb with that is a couple things. One, always try to get a corporate rate. If you work for a company that has corporate rates or travel agency, I work for a public corporation that actually encourages people to book their personal travels through the corporate travel agent, and we put it on our credit card. So that knocks about 15% off the price. I always recommend getting an economy car, and quite often most people do this, and it's not too uncommon that they run out of economy cars, and then you can get an upgrade at no extra cost. When that happens, say, well, I really wanted that economy car because the bigger one's more expensive on gas. Often they'll give you an additional discount because of the inconvenience of having a free upgrade because it's going to cost you more gas. So I've done that. So a little bit more legwork to save on a car, but stick with the smaller ones and the corporate rate. If you don't work with a company like that, you can get a AAA card, and that'll also give you rates that are very similar to what military and corporate discounts offer.
So a corporate rate, even if you got a small company, what you just call the company, the Avis or Hertz or wherever you deal with, and say you want to set up a corporate account, or how do you do that?
Oh, well, usually if you work with a company that has a corporate account, so people traveling for business, you often have a phone number directly to a designated account representative. So this is a travel agent who works for that company, and they do all the travel bookings. So you can just call them and say, hey, I work for this company, but I'm actually going to be just taking a trip, a personal vacation, but I would like to book it just through my to qualify for the corporate discount. And certainly there's nothing unethical with that at all. Even our company encourages that, and that's a good way to get entitled to a corporate discount for your personal travel.
Now, how about this Priceline? I've never used Priceline, but I see I see all the advertising, how this is such a good deal where you set your own price. And I guess you can do that if you have the flexibility of when you travel and then about where you're going to stay. If you don't have specific needs, is that right? Explain Priceline's advantages to me.
Yeah, well, Priceline, hands down, does get the best hotel rates online. Now, the catch is, what they do is they get this best rate, but they don't tell you what it is. Instead, they ask you to bid how much you're willing to pay for a hotel. And what happens behind the scenes, if you bid more than that preferred Priceline rate that they've got agreed with the hotel, Priceline splits that 50-50 with the hotel. So that's why they ask you to submit a bid, and they're hoping that you bid more than what the rate is that they have. So there's a trick to get around this. The thing with Priceline that's annoying is you have to put your credit card information, and when you bid, if they accept it, they automatically charge your credit card right away. So what I do is I go and I get a gift card, like a Visa gift card for $25. And that way, if I'm bidding $80 for a 4-star hotel, if it accepts it, I'm going to get a pop-up window saying we couldn't charge your credit card. And then what I do is I go back and I bid $5 lower, and I keep doing that until it gets rejected. And that way I can find out what's the best possible rate I can get. And then when I find it, then I get my real credit card out and I bid for it to get it.
That's pretty clever. Pretty clever ideas along that line, Russell. So, I've got 100 more questions. We certainly want to have you back in the future. So, but as far as can you end? Let's say I'm taking a weekend road trip. Can you give me some quick Tim's last minute to save me some money?
Well, two things. One is, if you're signed up to e-coupons, many people sign up to Groupon and Social Living for coupons at home. Just 2 weeks before your trip, change your hometown to the destination that you'll be visiting, and you'll start getting all kinds of coupons for discounts that usually target locals. So tourists often don't know about these.
I say it's pretty clever, pretty good idea along that line. So, what do you? That's interesting. So, and I'm like I said, I've got many more questions to ask you, but we're kind of running down the end of our show. That your website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. Now, can folks get a lot of these same tips by going to your website?
Yes, there's a free guide on the homepage, how to beat the best online fare every time, every flight, the rest of your life, and it walks you through how to do that for every flight in 15 minutes flat.
Well, that's super. That's great. So, Russell, listen, have a great weekend. We're going to call you back here in the near future and talk some more, and so I'll save up my questions. Sure glad you're on the show with us today.
Great to be here, and happy travels this summer.
All right, take care. And we still got time for a good summer vacation. I got a couple planned, August and September, looking after the kids. Hey, we're out of time. I'm sure glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter. See who our guests are on the show. Have some fun. Again, that's jimbrownusa.com. Take care. Have a good week. Same time, same station. We'll see you next week to make some more Common Sense.